Well, that's your Uncle Bud. That's the car I smashed up for him.
Smashed up?
I was just a kid pretending to drive, and somehow I released the brake, and the car rolled down the driveway into the garage and tore the door right off the hinges.
Jeepers, were you hurt?
Oh, but boy, I was scared. I made Bud promise not to tell Dad.
But did he ever find out what really happened?
Yes, he did. When he saw the car and lit into Bud, I told him, of course, but Bud hadn't said a word. He kept his promise.
That sure was nice of Uncle Bud, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. But I think a better word is loyal. When Uncle Bud made a promise, he kept it.
I guess I take after Uncle Bud, Dad, because I'm loyal, too. I always keep my promises.
I'm glad to hear that, son. I hope you're always loyal to your family and your friends.
Are you loyal, Dad?
Well, I think so. I try to be.
Well, because today's the day you promised to take me downtown and show me that super automatic self-loading missile gun.
Well, okay. I guess if I can shoot my mouth off, you can shoot off a missile gun. Come on. I told you I'd pay for half of it. You can get it when you've saved your half of the money.
I've got a dollar and a half in my piggy bank.
And you're going to need one more dollar.
Hey, look, Dad. Mrs. Elkins.
Hey, this is Ms. Elkins' campaign headquarters. She's running for assemblywoman.
Yeah. She made a speech in school yesterday. And she told us to be sure and remind our parents to vote.
Getting to the kids, huh? That's pretty smart.
Well, I don't know, Dad. What if the kids reminded their parents to vote for somebody else?
Well, you've got a point there.
Can we go in, Dad, and see what's going on?
Well, okay, but just for a minute, son.
Well, I hope you can, Agnes. Every vote counts. Henry, I'll talk to you later.
Hi, Miss Elkins. We just dropped by to wish you luck.
Yeah. Boy, Mrs. Elkins, you must be getting real famous. Everywhere I go, I see your face staring out at me.
That's great. She'll appreciate that. Goodbye. Just a second, boy, huh?
Don't you see, I have my hands full.
Excuse me, Lucy. I set that ladies' club thing for Friday.
Oh, fine. Thanks. Henry, you know Mr. Adams, cashier of the bank.
Yes, of course. How are you, Mr. Adams?
Mr. Adams is kindly donating his services as my campaign manager. Aren't you, Oliver?
I'm glad to do it, Lucy. Oh, excuse me. All right, boys. Be here tomorrow right after school, and I'll assign you a territory.
How much are we going to get for delivering these circulars, Mr. Adams?
You'll each get a dollar. Probably the easiest dollar you ever made.
Did you hear that, Dad?
Come on, son. Bye, Ms. Elkins.
Thank you for coming.
Just make sure you're on time, boy, huh?
That's how you make that dollar. Delivering circulars tomorrow afternoon after school. After that, ask Mrs. Elkins.
After what, Dennis?
Can I deliver some circulars too, Mrs. Elkins?
Dennis.
Well, I don't know, Dennis. I mean,
I'll work real hard, Mrs. Elkins. Honest, I will.
But we're using boys of 14 and over. You're so young. I don't know whether we can depend on boys of your age.
Sure you can. Golly,
don't be a pest, Dennis. Maybe next election time you can deliver some. Bye, Miss Elkins.
I'm sorry about the circulars, Dennis. But thank you for your willingness to help.
You're welcome. But I was willing to make a dollar, too.
Think you can work out here, dear?
What choice have I? Can't work inside with the house all torn up for paper hangers, carpenters, and painters.
Now, dear, it won't last forever.
My publisher told me on the phone that he would be here tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Now, why you had to pick this time?
We didn't know that until he telephoned us this morning, and I'd already ordered the paper hangers.
Everything all topsy-turvy.
Now, dear, don't you worry. You can have your conference tomorrow right here on the patio. It'll be nice and quiet, and I'll serve tea and every single thing that I'll do. Now, Mr. Winfield will understand.
Well, I'd better get at it. He thinks I have this article on Tahiti finished, and I'm not half done.
Well, you just stop worrying and get started down to work.
All right, Eloise.
If you want anything, dear, just yell.
In the dazzling splendor of a Tahitian sunset, I watched the mother tenderly caress her brown-skinned infant. Well, not bad, not bad. The infant... I don't mean to snap at you, Dennis, but I'm trying desperately to get some work done. What are you looking so glum about?
Oh, it's that Miss Elkins. She won't let me deliver circulars for a dollar tomorrow afternoon after school because she thinks I'm too young to be depended on. And Dad won't let me get a swell new missing gun until I pay my half.
Well, I've got problems of my own.
Now I'll have to stick around the house all tomorrow afternoon. With nothing to do.
Oh, you'll think of something.
Hey, I know. I could build my new treehouse right there in my yard. And maybe if you have time, you could help me, Mr. Wilson.
No, I can't help you tomorrow afternoon, Dennis. A treehouse there in the yard? Oh, no, Dennis. I can't have hammering going on around here tomorrow afternoon. My publisher is coming over, and I have to have a conference with him. It's very important. We're going over contracts. He's reviewing an article I'm writing. Tomorrow afternoon, you are delivering circulars.
But Mrs. Elkins said...
Is it all right with your parents?
Oh, sure.
Then don't worry about Mrs. Elkins. I'll take care of her. My car's in the garage.
Keep it, Mr. Wilson. You sure are a good friend. I just tell you my trouble, and right away you drop everything and help me out.
Dennis the Menace will return in a moment.
And how can you doubt this boy's dependability? I assure you, Mrs. Elkins, Dennis is both dependable and loyal. Isn't that right, Dennis?
Yes, sir. Loyal to the rest of my family. My uncle's brother.
Now, what about it, Mrs. Elkins? Does Dennis get the job?
Well, I'd like to give Dennis the job, but...
When you refuse him only because of age, you are discriminating, and that's bad.
Indeed. Pity you didn't have such lofty sentiments last month.
Last month?
When I called on you in my appeal for campaign funds. You spoke quite differently then.
Well,
I believe you said women, they ought to stick to their kitchen sink. That sounds discriminatory to me, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Delkin. I wasn't myself that day. But I feel differently now.
Really? I had you down for $25, Mr. Wilson.
$25?
Of course, I know you'd like to give more, but Mr. Howard on your block gave $25, and if I asked you for more, he might think I was discriminating.
$25. Now, what about Dennis?
Well, in view of your generous contribution, I suppose I can make an exception. Dennis... You'll be here tomorrow afternoon, and mind you do a good job.
I will. Thanks a lot, Mrs. Elkins. Oh, boy, I'm going to make that dollar after all.
Well, let's get out of here before she has you contributing that dollar to her campaign fund.
How long do you think it'll take to deliver your circulars tomorrow, Dennis?
Miss,
I don't know, Tommy, but Mom says I have to be home before dark.
Ah, Moms are all alike.
Be home before dark. Be home before dark. First, they want you to be home before dark. Then they tell you not to be afraid of the dark.
Your parents sure get things mixed up all right.
Well, I wish I could make a dollar delivering circulars tomorrow. Reckon I could?
Well, I don't know, Tommy. You're too young.
What do you mean, too young? I was born the same day you were.
Yeah. You were born 4:30 in the afternoon, and I was born 4:30 that morning.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Duncan thought I was too young, but good old Mr. Wilson fixed that up for me.
Well, maybe I can help you deliver your circulars.
I'll help you for 25 cents.
I don't need any help, Tommy.
Please, Dennis. I gotta have some money by Saturday. It's Mom's birthday, and I wanted to get her something for a surprise.
Well, all right.
Keep it. What can you get good for a quarter?
Not much. But I can get her something good for 50 cents.
All right, Tommy. But that's all you can have. Keep it. If I paid you any more, I'd be working for you.
All right, boys, I divided the circulars into batches. And on each one, you'll see a boy's name and the territory he's to cover. For instance, this one says, Charles Lang, Plummer Street, west to Flower Avenue, north on Flower, all the way to the lake. All right, Charlie, this is yours. Now then, any questions?
Yeah. Charlie can't swim. What if he falls in the lake?
Ha ha.
Very funny, McNulty. Now then, when you finish, report back here. Okay, that's it. Now then, let's do a bang-up, crack-a-jack job. Officers, come on, let's go.
Dennis! Tommy, where have you been?
Oh, Mom's giving me a bad time. She says because my grades are low, I have to stay in every afternoon and study. But I sneak out. Come on, let's get to work.
Jesus, Tommy, do you think you should?
Well, I've got to. It's my only chance to earn money for my mom's birthday present.
Well, I guess it's all right. But you gotta promise you won't tell a soul about me sneaking out to help you.
I promise.
Cross your heart.
Tommy, when I make a promise, I keep it. That's being loyal. Come on.
Hey, you! Hey, kid, do me a favor. Change territories with me, huh?
What do you want to do that for?
Well, I met my girlfriend, and she lives in the territory you've got. And if you'd swap with me, I could walk her home.
Gee, I don't know.
Eh, what's the difference as long as the circulars get delivered? Besides, it's a good deal for you. Your territory's full of hills.
Well, all right.
Thanks, kid. See you around.
Boy, what a dope. Swapping a good territory just to walk home with a girl.
Yeah, but maybe he's not so dopey.
Huh? What do you mean?
Well, he probably just wants his girlfriend to help him deliver a circular.
Come on. How you doing, Tommy?
Okay. I'll bet I'm through before you are.
I bet you're not.
Business without really trying.
Before my mom finds out I'm not in my room. And don't forget your promise not to tell on me.
Jesus, Tommy, suppose your mom did find out. You did it for her. She wouldn't have any reason to get mad.
Are you kidding? Since when do parents need a reason to get mad?
I'll see you later, Dennis. Bye, Tommy.
You know, Dennis, you're the first one back. How did you get done so quickly?
Well, I had time. Well, I mean, I just worked fast.
You must have. But you did a bang-up, crackerjack job, I hope.
Oh, yes, sir, I sure did.
Fine.
Thanks, Mr. Adams.
Don't mention it, son. You earned it. It's good to earn money by doing honest work, isn't it? Gives you a good feeling, right?
You bet. It gives you a real bang-up crackerjack feeling.
I found them right here just about an hour ago.
Dennis Mitchell.
Well, of all...
I just thought you ought to know, Mrs. Elkins. I mean, you won't get many votes this way.
Well, no, I should say not. I knew in my bones I should have said no to Dennis. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
It was a great afternoon. That publisher of mine really flipped over my article. Actually flipped. I had no trouble with the contract after that.
That's wonderful, John.
We're so happy for you.
And when he said, Wilson, this calls for bonus, then I flipped.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Wilson, I don't believe we thank you for arranging it so that Dennis could deliver the circulars. He's out working now and he's tickled pink about it.
Oh, nonsense. It was a pleasure to get him out of the... Get him out of the job. Give the boy a chance to earn some money for himself.
I'll get it.
Excuse me. Why, Mrs. Elkins, come in.
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Mrs. Elkins. Won't you come in and sit down?
Oh, no, thank you. Oh, I see you have company.
Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson came over to give us some very good news.
Oh, I wish I could do the same. Is Dennis home?
No, he isn't. Well, what is it, Mrs. Elkins? Is something wrong?
Oh, Alice, I don't know how to say this. Here, see for yourself.
I don't understand.
You mean you think that Dennis...
These were found in an ash barrel on Bradford Street. That was Dennis's territory. His name is right on them. And Mr. Adams said he finished and was back long before the other boys were.
Well, I don't understand this at all. Why would Dennis do a thing like that?
Oh, now, just a minute. That's ridiculous. Dennis is too fine a boy to do anything.
Excuse me, John. Mrs. Elkins, I assure you, when Dennis returns home, we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yes. He may have some very logical explanation. I hope so. Well, I must get back to my campaign headquarters.
Oh, Mrs. Elkins, could you leave those with us, please?
Oh, certainly. I want you to know I feel just awful about this. Of course, in a way, it was my fault. I knew Dennis was pretty young. But I was unduly influenced.
Yes, $25 worth.
Dear, what do you think?
Could be our son's first attempt to get something for nothing.
You know, Mrs. Elkins might be right. I was responsible for his getting the job, and if he's in trouble, then I'm partly to blame.
Oh, come now, John. You couldn't possibly have had any idea that Dennis was trying to...
Mom! Dad! Oh, hi, Mr. Wilson. Hey, Dad, guess what Steve Yarson got? A new box cut. Boy, I bet we had it up there about 1,000 feet.
Dennis, those circulars you delivered this afternoon.
I got my dollars.
Never mind. Son, did you deliver them... Conscientiously, I mean, did you...
Did I goof off, you mean?
That's exactly what I mean. Did you goof off?
Well, I didn't quite deliver all of the circulars.
You didn't?
No. You see, it was somebody's birth... I just kept one for a souvenir.
You recognize these?
They're mine. I mean, they were mine, but I swapped with a guy who wanted to be with this girl.
You swapped with a guy who?
I don't know.
You don't know?
His name was McNutty or something like that.
McNutty?
Yeah. Keepers, what's everybody looking at me for? It's the truth.
Excuse me, Alice. Henry, I have an idea.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis.
You think I'm telling the truth, don't you?
I don't know. I think so.
Dennis, Mrs. Elton said you were the first one back. That you got back long before the other boys. Now, if you delivered all the circulars, how do you explain that?
Well, I guess I just found a way to deliver circulars fast.
How could you deliver the circulars faster than the older boys?
I can't talk about that, Dad.
Well, you're going to deliver these fast, and right now.
But, Dad...
No buts, Dennis. Just get going.
Honey, it's a little chilly out. Maybe you should take a sweater.
All right, son. Run up and get your sweater.
Dad.
We'll discuss it when you get home. What could I do? His fairy stories about finding ways of delivering circulars faster, of swapping territories with a kid he couldn't even remember.
Now, that's right, Mr. Adams. Can you give me the names of all of those boys? Yes, Charlie Lang, Dennis Mitchell, Richard Tanner, Ted McNulty.
That's it.
McNulty. Do you know where he lives? Oh, good. Good, that's right nearby. Thank you.
And may I please have the dollar you got from Mr. Adams? Time you learned that you don't get anything in this world without earning it.
Set the bawling out.
Never mind. Just yesterday, you were telling me how loyal you are. You think it's loyal to throw Mrs. Elkin's circulars in an ash can?
How about you, Dad? You said you were loyal, too. And a loyal dad ought to believe his kid when he tells him something. And I tell you what... Wait a minute. I'm going to call Tommy.
Let him call, dear.
Hello? Hello, Tommy?
Oh, hi, Dennis. Hey, you don't have to keep your promise anymore. Mom knows I sneaked out.
Tommy, I want you to tell my dad that we did deliver those circulars. Will you, Tommy? And tell him how I swapped with that kid and how I got through fast because you helped. And I promise not to tell on you. Go ahead, Tommy. Here, Dad.
Yes, Tommy, I'm listening.
Hey, take it easy, will you?
I don't care how many dates you have this afternoon, Mr. McNulty. This comes first.
Yes, Tommy. Yes, thank you. Thank you. I understand. Thank you very much.
I'll see you tomorrow, Tommy. Hey, did your mom give you a lesson?
Nah, she wasn't half as mad as I thought she'd be.
Boy, that's swell. Bye.
Oh, Dennis, we're so ashamed.
We misjudged you, son. Knowing you the way we do, we should have believed you.
Can you forgive us, dear?
That's okay. Boy, the way I told that story, I almost didn't believe it myself.
Friends, meet Ted McNulty, alias McNutty, Trash Barrel Villa Deluxe. Ted has something to say to you, Dennis.
I'm sorry I got you into trouble, kid. I'll explain everything to Mrs. Elkins.
Thanks, McNutty.
My name's McNulty.
Aren't you forgetting something, lad? The circulars?
Oh, yeah.
And don't plan on seeing your girlfriend this time.
Thank you, John.
I guess he really was gone on that girl of his.
Boy, how can a guy get that way about a girl?
Well, it's hard to explain, Dennis. It's... has something to do with chemistry.
Chemistry? Jeepers, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not going to take chemistry in school if that's what it does. Come on, Tommy, you better step on it, or we'll be late for school.
Yeah.
So like I was saying, instead of giving me a licking, Mom kisses me. Boy, I can't figure her out. If you think she's hard to understand, what about my dad? He took my dollar away, then this morning he gives me $2 back.
What was the other dollar for?
That's just it. First he says you can't get anything in this world for nothing, then for no reason at all, he gives me an extra dollar. Boy, he can really go crazy trying to figure parents out. Yeah.
Morning, how about pie for breakfast? How about swimming through your cereal? You've got it when Mark Summers starts your day with a double mess. on Double Dare. And what would you do? Tomorrow morning starting at 7 o'clock, 6 Central, only on Nick. Now, stay tuned for Flipper next on Nick.